Shore in the City, Newspaper Stories. Shore in the City is a 2010 Hindi movie directed by Raj and DK that talks about the chaos that the city of Bombay gives you on a plate. Tilak, Tushar Kapoor, and his two friends are involved in petty crimes and forfeiting books. Abhay, Senthil Ramamurthy, an NRI businessman, is on the verge of starting something new in Bombay but is blackmailed by an extortion gang. Sawan, Sandeep Kishan, is a struggling cricketer who needs 10 lakhs to enter the team. All five characters take some unwanted decisions that they regret later and are back on track to lead an honest and decent life. A place is known by its citizens. Their behavior is important as outsiders always pick this factor to judge a place and its people. Bombay is a mix of behaviors where crime thrives on one side while women are safe at midnight on the other side. There was nothing new in the plot but the usual crime and corruption. The presentation is what makes it different. Each story had originality and, as mentioned, was taken up from newspaper stories. Corruption in cricket used to be normal. Who knows how many talented ones had to turn down their dreams and live a normal life doing normal jobs or low-wage jobs as someone's greed and ego decided to cross the limit? The best thing I got to know about is the black market of books. The newly printed books with fresh white pages without any pen marks and sold on the traffic junctions for half the price are coming from nowhere else but the black markets run by scammers. Foreigners are easily fooled in India because they have money, and scammers have cunning smartness. Some take out knives and guns, thus leaving an impression that makes the whole country go down in shame. One fish is enough to spoil the whole lake. The acting by the cast was good, and the music too. Bombay is a crowded place, and to shoot in those places, especially when festivals and processions are going on, is a heavy task, but the results are just amazing. It brings out the Indianness, and that is so much amazing to watch. A critically acclaimed movie that did well at the box office. A one-time watch, and I liked it.